We've talked a lot about the situation. I should have known what I was getting myself into. That's a lie. I knew all along. From the first day, I knew I'd fall for you. From the first day, I knew I'd be the other woman. From the first day, you told me not to fall in love with you. And from the first day, you said I'd be easy to love. I almost wish we could trade places for an hour, a day, a week, so you could feel what I feel for you, about us, this situation. We've talked a lot about the situation. I wish I could do the things you do. But instead, I've grown small and quiet. I'm in a constant slumber, asleep to everything else around me, everything but you and her. You ask if I'm yours, and I reply yes, always, and all of me. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. There's an echo chamber in my head. But I can't hear a whisper of you being mine. We've talked a lot about the situation. I'd like to think I give you something she doesn't. Well, that's another lie. I'm bad at lying. I ache to think I have something she doesn't. A part of me wishes she would find out about me. An inconvenient text. A call at the wrong time, you accidentally calling out the wrong name or endearment. It's the wrong thing to wish for, but a part of me does. Just a part of me. We've talked a lot about the situation, how I'm grateful for your trust. How grateful I am to hold your heart when you give it to me before taking it right back. How grateful I am to be the one you come to with your pride, your possessiveness, your jealousy. How grateful I am for you. The echo chamber in my head gets louder every day. It's a constant ringing in my ears. We've talked a lot about the situation. This is a letter from the other woman. Inferior, insignificant, an inconvenience.